Bezras Hashem Yisbarach, today's daf is Tes in Maseches Gittin. Our daf is going to discuss the halachos of Palginon Dibura. We're going to go back to a little bit that we had done on Chesam Abeis, and we're going to pick up from the two dots of Iboilu Kol Nechasai Knuin Lecha, and it's a hard gemara. I told the Talmidim before we started, this is a difficult gemara. It's going to be a classic machlokis between Abaye and Rava in regards to the sugya of Palginon Dibura, but the nuances are a little bit difficult. Our daf is going to also get us to a very big yesod in regards to Irur de Baal. What exactly is the Irur of a Baal? And then our daf is going to get involved in the parallels between Shtar Shichur of an Eved and Shtar Shichur of a Get. And that will take us mostly through Tesam Abeis, and we're going to stop again a little bit in the middle of the Gemara, and we'll probably go back tomorrow to that sugya. So let's Be'ezer Hashem begin. Iboi Luhu. We started that last time for yesterday's daf. However, we're going to go back to the Shaila, because last time we went through it relatively quickly. Now we're going to have to go through it with Rashi a little bit more slowly. If a man writes to his Eved, all of my nechasim are given to you, what's the halacha? Now, what's behind this shaila, Rashi explains. We spoke this out last time, but we didn't really explain the detail of all this. Rashi explains, Kol nechasai mahu, five lines before they start getting wide, Rashi says, Mi amrinan atzmecha unechasai trei diburei ninhu. You see, there are two things that are taking place when a master writes to his Eved his nechasim. He's giving him his nechasim, his possessions, the master's possessions, as well as he's freeing the Eved. Now, there are times that we're choshesh that the master doesn't really want to give the Eved all of his nechasim. And there are times when he says, kol nechasai, that he doesn't mean to actually give all of his possessions to the Eved. So, kol nechasai is a problem. However, says Rashi, let's continue on Rashi, aval kol nechasai kimu dechad diburi asule, since he's giving it to the Eved, both his possessions and his freedom, so asule shichur atzmo umatnas nechasim. Then the Eved's going to get both his freedom as well as all the master's nechasim. Kedekaimelon, hakoisiv kol nechasim la'avdo, yotso ben chorin. If a person writes all his nechasim to Eved, then the Eved goes free. Shu b'chal nechasim. Hilkach, therefore, I mehem en ahai, delo palginan dibura, ol delmo palginan. So last time we mentioned the shayla, but we didn't explain that this is the world-famous shayla palginan dibura. Palginan dibura means, could you take half of the statement of an individual? For some reason, one half of the statement doesn't work. For example, the Gemara in Sanhedrin says, what happens if a person says, ploini ravani lertzoni? If a person says that he had a homosexual relationship, biratzon, so you can't incriminate yourself. Homosexuality, despite what the liberals want to do, is still, you can't erase the pasuk in the Torah. Torah still says that it's aser. So what does the, so that is ein adam meisim atzmo rasha. But could you say that his edus for himself is pasul, but you split it and say that it's kosher for somebody else? So that's the yesoda palgina dibura, that we're going to take half of it and not the other. In that case, it's going to be, we're going to not going to take the ravani, but we're going to take the ploni. So that's going to be the case of palginan dibura. So says our Gemara, the same Shaila. If there's going to be a problem in the haknas nechasim, iboilu kon nechasim knu nechamau. Amar Abaye, mitosha kon atzmo, kon nechasim. This is going to be the Shita Abaye in Shas. We just learned Shas. And that is, Abaye holds, we don't say palginan dibura. That we're going to say that once he's kona this, he's kona that. However, amarlei, so that's the shita of Abaye. Amalei Rava Bishlema Atzmo Likni. I understand that he could be calling himself Midhavi Get Isha. El Nechasim Lo Likni Midhavi Akim Shtaras Da'alma. The halacha should be that once he is Kone himself, that works. But in our case, for him to be Kone the Chasim, he needs Kiyum Shtaras. And in that case, there was only one aid that said that it was written properly. And so therefore, it's going to be a problem of Kiyum Shtaras. Now, just like we learned in the previous sugya, that Kiyum Shtaras doesn't work by two, so too we learned in yesterday's Gemara, going up one line, that we said, Evet Shevi Gita V'kasabo Atzmecha Nechasai K'nuyin Lecha Atzmo Kana Nechasim Lo Kana. The moment the person writes Nechasai K'nuyin Lecha, it doesn't work to be Kona the Nechasim. So once it doesn't work to be Kona the Nechasim, because you need Kiyum Shtaros, so too here, Abaye, the fact that it works for the Eved, says Rava, is not going to help for the Nechasim, because you're going to need Kiyum Shtaros. So far so good, Chevra? Good. Excellent. Says the Gemara, oh, Hadar Abaye, Abaye changed his mind. So Abaye said, you're right. If he's not Kona himself, he's not Kona the Chasim. Amalei, but Rava Lashit also disagrees with Abaye, because Rava holds off Palgina Dibura. So therefore says Rava, Bishlem in the Chasim lo likni mi davi kuim shtaris da alma. Ela atzma likni mi di davi get isha. Says Rava, no, the Nechasim won't be Kona because it needs Kiyum Shtaros, and therefore he himself saying that it's a kosher get is not going to be enough, but himself he should be Kona. Okay. Ela Omar Rava. So therefore Rava came to the following conclusion. Echad Zev Echad Zev. Now this is a little bit unclear. We concluded the daf yesterday. On yesterday's daf, we didn't say what echad zeh means. So Rashi says, "Bein atzmecha unechasai, bein kol nechasai." Rashi's, pointing out that the Gemara has been dancing around that there are two ways he could write the guy's freedom and his nechasim. He could say atzmecha, you the eved, and my nechasim. Or he could put everything together, kol nechasai. Says Rava, it doesn't make a difference. Ela amar Rava, echad zev echad zmat, atzmai kana, nechasim lo kana. He could say palgin and dibura, even in such a case. Amalei Ravada bar Masa le Rava. Ravada bar Masa said, your shita, Rava, that you're going to be able to say palgin and dibura. Kiman ki Rabbi Shimon, amar palgin and dibura. This is a shita of Shimon, palgin and dibura. Disnan, and now we go to another example of palgin and dibura. Now here, there's going to be another shaila about writing all of one's nechasim to one's eved. This not, we learned in the Mishnah. This Mishnah appears later on in Gittin, on Mem Beis. Hakosev kol nechasim ba'avdov. Somebody writes all of his nechasim to his eved, Yatsa ben Chorin. Then the eved goes free. Then because he is all of those nechasim. Rashi explains, eight lines from the bottom, that not only does the Eved go free, but the Eved also gets all of the Nechasim. So if somebody writes all of his Nechasim to the Eved, so Rashi says that he's Kone all the Nechasim, and the Eved is Kone himself, because he writes Kol Nechasim La'avdo, Yotza Ben Chorin. However, Shir Karka Koshu Lo Yotza Ben Chorin. Now this is another halacha. Another halacha comes down in Daf Mem Beis. That halacha is that if you have karka, and you leave over a little bit of karka, the master says, the Reuven says to his Eved, he says to the Eved, I'm being makna to you everything except one piece of karka. So now he really messed over the Eved. Why? Because any piece of land the Eved's going to take, how do you know that wasn't the one he was Meshayer that he didn't leave over? Tough. That's the halacha. So the Shir Karka Kolshu, then according to everybody, he's not going to be Kohen. The Mishnah said, if he's Kosev Kol Nechasel La'avdo, the Eved gets the Nechasim, Rashi explains, as well as he's Yotze Ben Chorin. If he's Shir Karka Kolshu, so he's not going to get the Karka. What about going free? Says the Mishnah, Lo Yotze Ben Chorin. He doesn't go out free. Why? Because he said, kol nechasav. Kol nechasav includes the eved. The karka he can't get. If he can't get the karka, memela he can't get himself. That's the sheet of the Tanakhama. Reb Shimon Eimer, on to Tesamid Aleph, le'elamu ben chayrin. He always could become a ben chayrin. Ad sheyoymar, kol nechasai nisuyin l'ploni avdi, chutz me'echad riboy shebahen. The only time that holding on to karka is not only going to hurt him getting the karka, but will also hurt him from getting the eved, in other words, the eved attaining his freedom, is if he says, echa mi ribo. Echa mi ribo means one of 10,000. So if he's holding out one of 10,000, so he, in his 10,000% that he holds in his own corporation, so a certain percentage of that is the eved. And since a certain percentage of it is the eved doesn't go free. Says the Gemara, So this is the machloikis between Rabbi Shimon and the Tanakhama. The Tanakhama is saying that the halacha is what? Is that we're going to say Palgina Dibura. La'oilamu ben Chayrim. Really he's going to be ben Chayrim. Really he's going to be ben Chayrim. Why? Because we say Palgina Dibura. That Rashi explains, starting from the top, Ad Shiyomar, all the way through, where Rashi in the punchline, obviously be doing Be'iyun. I'm learning with my dear Talmidim, I also learn Ian with, and I would never tolerate that they skip in the Rashi, but Daf Yomi, sometimes we do that. So Rashi, 10 lines into narrow, Rashi says, Alma palgina diburo, damar kol nechasa kamerlei, v'lo kana. On the one hand, he was makna to the Eved all's nechasim, and that he doesn't get because he was mishar kolshu. Elas atzmai. But in regards to the Shim, in regards to the Eved, Rabbi Shimon holds, we say, Palginan Dibura. Okay, so what do we see? Continues the Gemara, that was the Machlokes tonight. Now here's the problem. It's now going to be a kasha on Rava. Abaye did not hold the Palginan Dibura. Rava did. So how do we paskin la halacha? This I was fighting out with one of the boys in the shir last time. Anytime, it's Mefurish and Divrei Malachai, like this, and that is that every time that we have a case and where we have a psak in the Tanoim, we never want the Amorayim to be tolui in that machlokis Tanoim. And if we know how we paskin like the Tanoim, every Amorah has to be following the correct Tana. Asks the Gemara of Amar of Yosef, Bar Minyumi, Amar of Nachman, Afal Pi Shekiles, Rabbi Yasius, Rabbi Shimon, even though Rabbi Yasi praise Rabbi Shimon says Palgin and Dibura, Halacha ke Rabbi Meir. We follow Rabbi Meir. And we say that the Eved doesn't go Lecheiris, explains Rashi, which means that we don't say Palgin and Dibura. Desanya, as we learned in the Braisa, Kishem Rudvan of Lefnei Rabbi Yasi. When they told this Machloikis to Rabbi Yasi, in other words, it's Machloikis between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Shimon. Tanakhama, of course, Stam Tana is Rabbi Meir. So then, what did Rabbi Yossi do? Karalov Amikra. He quoted this pasuk. By the way, to get this as a praise from your Rebbe is a big, big deal. Svasayim Yishak Meshiv Dvarim Nechoichim. That's a pasuk in Mishlei. In other words, Rabbi Yossi praised the Svara that it's Roi Hu Lenashek. Even though Rabbi Yossi thought that Rabbi Meir's, that Rabbi Shimon's idea was beautiful, at the end of the day, he didn't paskin that way. So he got a praise, but he didn't paskin that way. Asks the Gemara, so what do we see? So we see we don't follow Paginim Dibura. Ask Gemara in the other direction. Umi Amar Rav Nachman Hachi. Are you going to say that Rav Nachman said that the halacha is not like Rabbi Shimon, we don't say Paginim Dibura, but we've got another teaching of Rav Nachman in the other direction. Now Rav Nachman's a big guy. Now, not only is Rav Nachman a big guy that he's a giant in the Amora, but Rav Nachman is also important in Psak. What the Ramah is to us Ashkenazim was what the Rav Nachman was once for Dine Mamnos. Because we have a rule that we paskin like Rav Nachman by Dine Mamnos. Rav Nachman by Dini. So what Rav Nachman says on Dini is extremely, extremely important. Umi Amar Rav Nachman Achi, did Rav Nachman say that we paskin, that we don't say Palgin and Dibura? From Rav Yitzchak Bar Minyumi Amar Rav Nachman, Shchiv Meira Shekosav Kol Nechosav La'avdoi, if you have a Shchiv Meira that writes all of his Nechosim to his servant. Va'amad, and then he got better. Oh. So now the halacha is that a shchimera, shchimera means a person who's dying. The Gemara in Bava Basra tells us that divrei shchimera kechsuvin chumsurim dami, that all he has to do is say it. Normally, of course, that's not the way. A man doesn't marry a girl by saying it, and he doesn't divorce his wife by simply saying it. And you don't acquire objects by simply saying it. The one exception is shchimera. A man who's dying, What's the source is an interesting question. But a man who's dying, there, if he simply says it, it works. So the halach is as follows. Shchima, not only in a case of where he says something, but even kosav, kol nechasav la'avdo, if he writes all of his belongings to his eved, va'amad, and he gets better chozer b'nechasav, we consider the same rule that when he said it, he only meant to say it if he dies, and then it's kichsu mechum surim dami. When it comes to his eved, what's this? He's writing to his eved. The answer is, unfortunately, he didn't have any family. So when does he intend to give his eved if he has nothing left? But if he's going to live, if he has more gas in the tank, so then he doesn't want to be the eved, and the eved be the adam. So then, chozer min chasim, but ve'ena chozer be'eved. He's chozer min chasim, not chozer be'eved. Chozer min chasim, the chasim goes backwards, mana shchimira. Ve'ena chozer be'eved, but the eved goes free. He can't go back on the eved. Shere yatzalav shem ben chorin, question mark. Because there, the ben chorin has happened. Oh, so what do we see from here? We see from here that Rav Nachman holds that we do say palgina dibura. And for the Gemara, everything goes back and forth on this Gemara in Gittin in the famous sugya of palgina dibura. And for the Gemara, El Amar Ravashi, Hasam over there, Hainu Taima, there, why did he not paskin like Rabbi Shimon? It's not because he rejected Rabbi Shimon in regards to palgina dibura. It could be we paskin palgina dibura. Mirza Hashem, I'm not only working on Chaim to stay for after January, I'm working on Yitzchak to stay after Pesach. Oh, Mr. Bernstein's maybe listening. I'm about to get in trouble. So Mr. Bernstein does the Daf Yomi, Baruch Hashem. So the way it works is like the way it works in Makos, we're going to have a Sugya Palgin and Dibura. So that's very, very important for us to know. I don't know if we're going to get the Daf Test, but even it'll be dependent on whether we learn Gittin after Pesach. If we learn Gittin after Pesach, then I hope we'll get the Daf Test. If not, depends how much Chaim pushes me. So tough. So Palgin and Dibur is a big sugi. So how do we paskin? So it goes like this. It's Mamish Toli in this line of the Gemara. El Amar Ravashi, Ravashi says, could be we paskin like Reb Shimon. What does it mean to paskin like Reb Shimon? Paskin like Reb Shimon, the halacha would be what? The halacha would be that we say Palgin and Dibur. Then why Rav Nachman paskin against Reb Shimon? Why did he paskin like Rebbe Meir? What was that case? That was the case of the Yeved. So here we answer. We'll see in Rashi the entire pshat. Hasam haynu taima. There it's different. When it came to the Yeved, mishum delav kroskita, who the get doesn't entirely sever. What does it mean the get doesn't entirely sever? So Rashi goes on to explain the beginning part of Dibar Maskel Hasam that we all know. This we've discussed already in Hilchos Gittin, that the get has to entirely sever between husband and wife. If it doesn't sever between husband and wife, then the get doesn't work. Rashi says, for example, it's v'shilcha mibeso, that she has to be entirely out. There can't be any strings that are attached. So Rashi says, just like we say about eight lines into Rashi Dibar Maskel Hasam, just like we say when it comes to an Isha, Ksiv Sefer Krisus, Vishichrure Avadim, and we know when it comes to Shichrure Avadim, Gamri Lala Mi Isha, Dichsiv Chufsalo Nasan La, Uksiv Kasav La, there it's talking about a Shifcha, and it says La by Isha, Ubinam Ba Krisus, Vikilan Di Ikal Amemer De Shariye. Remember what was the case in the Machlokis between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Meir? That case was two lines from the bottom of Chesam Abbas. What was that case? That was the case of Akosav Kol Nechasav La'avdo, but he's Shir Karka Kolshu. So once he's Shir Karka Kolshu, so then comes along Ravashi, he says quite a chiddush. Once he was Shir Karka Kolshu, that means that this get is not working on everything. It's Kol with an exception. Once it's a call with an exception, once he leaves over an exception, so then it's not a full krisus. But if he's not mishayer or anything, then you'd say palgina dibura. And then in a case like we had towards the top of Chesam Abeis, where the only thing that was lacking in the shtar shichur of the Eved is that you don't have kiyum hashtar, so you need kiyum hashtar for the nechasim, but you don't need kiyum hashtar if you have the fanei nechtav for the shichur Eved. So then even Rav Nachman would say palgina dibura. Rav Nachman didn't paskin palgina dibura particularly in this case, because it wasn't Kros Kita. But if there is a Kros Kita in Makkos, and in our earlier case in Gittin, all of those things, then we will say, Palginan Dibura. Now, our Gemara concludes, not Maseches Gittin, we're not there yet, but at the last line of the Mishnah, that Beis Amid Aleph, concludes with a very, very important set of three lines. Im Yeshal of Oirim Yiskayim Bechasama, we learned in our Mishnah, if it's brought in Eretz Yisrael, so then the halacha is that the Baal, if the Baal protests, then you need to prove that the signatures are kosher. Analyzes the Gemara, Irakama, how many people need to protest? Ilayim Irakad, if you're going to say that one person could protest, we have a rule that every ear that works needs to be two people, like Aiden. The Elo Iratre. And if you're going to say it's two people, Treva Trey Ninu. So why is it that the halacha is that once two Edim come along to the Mekayim the Chasimis? Again, let's just spell out what that means. Ira means that there are two people come along and say that Ruvain never wrote the sket to divorce his wife. And what are two Edim going to come along and say? No, we know that these signatures are true, and therefore what? So if it's Ira Dechad, so two Edim coming along, you can knock out the one. So says the Gemara, "My chaz the son of this hani, smoke hani. Why are you going to believe the kim chasimis? You should believe the ear." Elo, the Gemara says, "Ear of the baal, ear that the ear of the baal is different." So the Rishonim explained the Brisker Rav as well as on Reb Chaim. We discussed this beiun is that how does a shtar work? Shtar is as Taisus and Ksuvus and the Chaf and the Beis and Reb Chaim in the Sefer in Hilchos Eis Gimel Dalid that Yosef made reference to today. So the Reb Chaim, the Rambam that you made reference to, so Reb Chaim says that, I said I wasn't going to give it away, but the Reb Chaim says, I told Yosef, he started discussing it, I said, you have to work on it. So Yosef lucked out, it comes up in the Daf Yom, he said, give him part of it. Reb Chaim writes that there's Das HaMeschayiv Be'edim, that's why Shtar is Das HaMeschayiv with Edim. So since the Brisker Rav explains, based on his father's Yisod, that the way in which Shtar works, it's Shtar is not Eidus Bechsav, because it's a Psul, Mipiyem Lo Mipiksav, but rather, what is it? It's Das HaMeschayiv with Edim. So since the Das HaMeschayiv over here is the Baal, so the Baal is not a regular Eidus that's coming along. He's saying there was no Das HaMeschayiv, so he's pulling out the legs of the Shtar, and that's why Ur de Baal is stronger than an Ur of a regular person. We discussed this also, what this has to do with Lishma. Let's continue on our Mishnah. Hamevi get medina sayyab. Person brings a get from across the seas. Veini yachalom mefanechtav fanechtam. But he can't say fanechtav. Im yeshalav yedim yiskayim b'chol samav. If there are edim, so then you verify the signatures. Says the Mishnah, echad gitei nashim echad shechurei avadim. This applies both gitei nashim and shechurei avadim, that they're similar. Shava l'malach u'mevi. The halacha is the same for both bringing it from Eretz Yisrael as well as bringing it to Chutz Laretz in regards to B'fani Nechta, B'fani Nechta, they have the same halachas. V'zu achas me'adrachim sheshavu giti nashim sheshichurei avadim. And whatever the halacha is for get is going to be by Eved, and there are other examples where the halachas of giti nashim is similar to sheshichurei avadim. Says the Gemara, we got a real bonus, we did this today, B'iyun. Mai eina yachal loymar. What does it mean that he's not able to say B'fani Nechta, B'fani Nechta? Ilei mecheresh, asking Mar Cheresh Parasli Yigito, could a cheresh bring a get at all? Vatnat? But didn't we learn later on in the Mishnah, Kol Ksher, Lavias Aget, everybody is able to bring a get on Chav Gimel Amid Aleph, the Mishnah tells us, Chutz a cheresh Ot V'katan. So we see that a cheresh can't bring a get. Amar Rav Yosef, Chav my skin, can go on Shenosnal, Kishu Bikach, V'lo Hispik Lomar, B'fani Nechta, B'fani Nechta, Achen is cheresh. That the case is where he gave the get when he was a bikach, and then the individual became a cheresh. Tosis on Daf Hei Amid Aleph on the top explains that really we could have also said that the instance was that the guy was an elain, he was a mute, or it was simply a case in which the shliach didn't see the writing of the get. But Tosis points out, "Nu scream out talmidim." Tosis says, "Why doesn't the Gemara learn this pshat that was an elain, or he didn't see it?"
So he said,
beautiful, wow. Beautiful. He would have said v'lo amar. It wouldn't say eini yachol lomar kaftar aferach. That's a big nachas. Gemara continues. Echad gitei nashim, echad shechurei avadim. This applies both gitei nashim and shechurei avadim. Tana rabbanim m'shloisha dvarim shavu gitei nashim and shechurei avadim. There are three ways that gitei nashim are similar to shechurei avadim shavu l'malachim eid. That's what we learned in our Mishnah just now. V'chol get sheish lov eikusi posel, and in general eikusi are posel chutz megitei nashim shechurei avadim. Now at the end of today's daf and on tomorrow's daf, we're going to discuss why that's so. Why is it that an 8 kusi would be fine? One possibility is we're going to bring back the big sugya of Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Meir. If there's Eid Mesira, then there's no problem. Then Eid Kusi is written on. V'chol ha'shtar ha'olim barkos shel goyim. And any shtar that was written in Gentile courts. Afal b'shechosmen avdekhan k'sherim chutz megite nashim v'shechure havadim. So here we have the inverse. Here we say that the halacha is that all arkos are kosher, except gite nashim v'shechure havadim. Could very well be, as we're going to see later on, that if there's a clear agreement that everybody understands that we play by the rules of the game of that particular Medina, so then our kolos are going to work. That like, we were mekabel on ourselves that the rules of our kolos are going to apply. But gite nashim shechurei avadim is iser veheter. So since it's iser veheter, so then in such a case, then as much as we would like, we assimilated Jews, chas v'chalila, would like to play by the rules of our kolos, the Torah doesn't let us play by the rules of our kos. In contrast to money matters, there are times the Torah is going to be lenient. The Gemara will ask, how could it be lenient? Isn't it usher to go to our kos, etc.? But that's what the simple reading of the Mishnah, we're going to have to discuss that in further detail. Further detail maybe be you, and I don't know how much we can get to in the Daf Yomi. Uchedivrei Rebbe Meir, Barba. And according to Rebbe Meir, not only is these three things, let's just summarize these three things. Number one, Molach Umevi. Number two, get a kusi being kosher. Number three, our kos being possible. Uchedivrei Rebbe Meir, Barba. According to Rebbe Meir, there's a fourth thing that they're similar. Ha'omer ten get zeh l'ishti u'shtar shichur zeh la'avdi. If a person says, go give us get and the shtar shichur, rotza lachzor b'shneim yachzor divrei Rebbe Meir. Rebbe Meir says that one could back out. What is this issue whether you can back out or you can't once you send the shliach? So Rashi explains the divrei maschil yachzor that Rebbe holds that it's a chov for the isha and the eved to get divorced or get freed. So therefore, when the shliach is mekabela on behalf of them, it's a chov and not a zchus. Now we have a rule above Metzia in the first parak about Ches Tesayud. There the Gemara discusses that zachin la'adam shelo b'fanav ve'ein chovin lo shelo b'fanav. That if you're giving something good to someone, then if Yitzchak is getting something good from me, so then in such a case he could be zochah on my behalf. However, he can't be accept something bad for me on my behalf. So therefore, if Chaim gives me a goodbye present in January, so that's a chov for me, and it wouldn't, you can't be zocha that on my behalf. Says the Gemara, Bishleim l'Rabbanan minyan l'miyuti. So according to Rabbanan, so it's a machlokes Rebbe Meir Rabbanan as far as how to look at it. Now, this is not our Mishnah. Later on, Yud Aleph Amud Beis, we're going to discuss what's the machlokes, whether we look at divorce and an eved being free is a good thing or is a bad thing. So what did Rebbe Meir say? Rebbe Meir said it's a bad thing because it's chavin. It's like Chaim's gift for me. That's chavin. So bishlem the Rabbanan minyan el miyuti ha de Rebbe Meir. According to Rabbanan, the minyan is to be might. That's Rebbe Meir. El the Rebbe Meir minyan el miyuti might. What's the minyan coming to exclude? Says the Gemara el miyuti ha de sanya. It's coming to exclude. Eidim she'ein yodim lachtom. Mikarin lohem niyar chalak. We engrave an area into the page. Umemalim esakroim diyos. So if Edom don't know how to sign, we actually would write their names for them to be able to sign. My mother, may she be well, said that my grandmother was one of the only women in the shtetl that knew how to read and write. It was so beautiful. On Shabbos afternoon, the women used to come to my grandmother's house, and she would read to them Tzenarena. Tzenarena was Parsha in Yiddish. It was like the Medrash says. And she would read. All the women would sit around because they couldn't read. Amazing. So my grandmother was one of the few in the shtetl that knew how to read. Amar b'shim gamliel. So that's what the Gemara says. Amar b'shim gamliel. B'med var mamurim b'gite nashim. That applies to Gitei Nashim. Avos shechurei avadim u'shtar kol shtaros im yodin likros v'lachtom chosmim v'lav ein chosmim. If they know how to read, so then they sign. Reb Shimon Gamliel says we don't engrave. Asks the Gemara, kriya mandikar shmei. What does reading have to do over here with being able to sign? Says the Gemara, hachi surei metzora. There's something missing. V'hachik tani. This is what it should say. Eidim she'ein yodin likros. if you have Aiden that don't know to read Koran Lefnam, so then you would read in front of them. V'chosmin. And then they would sign. In other words, these were Aiden that knew how to sign, probably like these women in the shtetl. They probably were able to sign their names, but it's just they couldn't read. So they signed their names. But v'shein yodim lachdom, but if they don't even know how to sign their names, then mikar in lohem. Two editorial points. First of all, just because that some of these people didn't know how to read doesn't mean that they weren't deeply intelligent. That's Aleph. And Beis, just for those who are listening, I just realized everybody must think that I'm just like, don't let any Talmud go to Chas v'Chalila to leave yeshiva. And it's not that way at all. That hafuch, it's just, I just want Chaim to stay for 3 more months, I think, to grow Beis Hashem. But hafuch, the Talmidim grow here in Eretz Yisrael, and then there's time for them to go back and grow as well. Okay. V'suleka asks the Gemara, so what do we say? There's four things, either four or three things, that Shechurei Avadim and Gitei Nashim are the same or not. So, in other words, what do we mean or not? Either, according to Rabbi Meir, there's a fourth thing, and according to others, there's only three. Asks the Gemara that there are more. Va'ika, isn't there another case? How much gets alishti shashechazat la'avdi umeis lo yitnu la'achar misa? If a person says, give this get to my wife, and shtar shechur to my eved, and they didn't get it, the wife and the eved didn't get it until the husband or the adon dies. So halacha is, you don't give it. In contrast, t'nu mani l'ploni umeis yitnu la'achar misa. So we see that there's another thing that Gitei Nashim and Shechurei Avadim have in common. Enfet the Heilige Gemara. Kiktani milsa delesa bishtaris. When do we say this halacha in regards to what's in common between Gitei Nashim and Shechurei Avadim? Those are those things that don't have a parallel in shtaros. What do we mean that it doesn't have a parallel in shtaros? Answers the Gemara that our case of the shtar, tnu get zelishti shar shichur zelev avdi, also has a parallel by shtar shtaros. So since it had, and Rashi explains, that by shtar shtaros, if someone gives, Rashi explains 3 lines before the wife, that if Reuven gives Shimon a shtar matana to a shliach, to be given to Shimon, and then he dies, it's not given la'achar misa. So we see that this is not a unique halacha in regards to get v'shichurei avadim. It's halacha in shtar shtaros. So that's why we're not going to mention milsa the leisei b'shtaros, that we're going to mention. Milsa the isei b'shtaros loktani, that we're not going to mention. We'll bring a proof with that, but Be'ezer Hashem, we're going to stop today's daf over here, and Be'ezer Hashem, tomorrow we will pick up the shalich ravin mishmei to Rebbe Avohu. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes daf tes in Maseches Gittin. The Talmidim asked me, Yitzchak asked me, why we on some dafim have the title of daf and the halacha. So I used to have time when the Talmidim didn't take up every second of the day. So I used to have time to do halacha from the daily daf, especially in the summers. I often do halacha from the daily daf when I don't have the responsibilities of the Talmidim. But I hope Be'ezer Hashem to find a few minutes. We haven't done halacha from the daily daf at all. So I hope Be'ezer Hashem to find some time to do that as well. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes daf tes in Maseches Gittin.